This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Remember singer-songwriter Toni Childs? 15 years ago, she was one of the top musical acts of the day. Then she seemed to just kind of disappear. Well, she's back. And Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on her resurgent musical career.
1988 produced a particularly strong slate of Grammy nominees. A shy young singer named Tracy Chapman would mesmerize audiences with her clear voice and acoustic guitar. Tina Turner was nominated for an electric series of European concerts. Phil Collins, Robert Palmer, George Michael, and Whitney Houston, all nominated in various categories. But the awards ceremony was rocked by a performance from a vibrant newcomer. She strode on stage full of confidence and energy, dressed in an adaptation of a man's suit. Then she closed her eyes and proceeded to blow her audience away by the sheer power of her voice. That's Don't Walk Away, the first cut from Toni Childs' debut album, Union. When she sang it at the 31st Grammy Awards, Childs was given an enthusiastic reception by an audience filled with music veterans. Even though she didn't win any awards that night, Childs remains thrilled by the memory 17 years later.
Oh my God, it was really one of those peak moments in your life. I never even imagined being on the Grammys, and much less singing in front of Stevie Wonder and Whitney Houston and, you know, just all these great people lined up in the front row, you know, and you're singing, you're getting to sing to them. It was a ride. I was swept away. After that, I went straight to Europe on a huge promotional tour. I felt like I was totally embraced from my record company.
That ride would take Childs throughout the United States and across Europe. Union became a bestseller, especially an ethereal tune called Walk and Talk Like Angels. For a while, you couldn't step into a hip restaurant or boutique without hearing one of Childs' songs. Union was filled with her husky power alto and laced with ethnic instruments and beats, like the reggae-infused ones in Stop Your Fussin'. Childs' subsequent albums didn't sell as well as Union, but she remained in demand as a performer. She toured and wrote at a frenetic pace, and then she was forced to quit.
I ended up becoming very, very ill, and I had to stop my life.
The illness was a severe case of Graves' disease, a thyroid disorder that left Childs with a racing heartbeat and blurred vision. She worried that she'd never recover. But while the disease was taxing her body, it also caused Childs to reassess how she looked at her life and work.
You do a lot of soul searching when something like that happens, because you have, you know, your ego, your personality has this map. And suddenly they're saying, well, you can't follow that map.
So she charted a different path. Childs moved to the Hawaiian island of Kauai, where the pace was slower. She forced herself to listen to her doctors and rest. In Kauai, she didn't perform professionally anymore, but that didn't mean she wasn't singing.
I've been singing the whole time, but just around with friends. It's just gotten down to a very simple, we sit around, we have dinner, and we end up jamming, and we just are goofing off and just playing. Not to make any money, not just for the sheer love of it.
As she got stronger, Childs became involved in the island's civic and cultural life. She was a guest actor in a Kauai production of The Vagina Monologues, Eve Ensler's critically acclaimed play about women's musings on their sexuality. Ensler attended the Kauai performance of her play and went backstage to meet the cast, where she was astonished to find Childs among them. Ensler told Childs the final cut on the album Union, Where's the Ocean, got Ensler through a painful period in her own life.
Where's the ocean?
There are a lot of things about that record that was very hard for me to record, subject matter, and the impact that that had, like, on Eve Ensler. That record really was very powerful. And it's given me a lot of those It's a Wonderful Life moments when you actually think, God, if I never made that record, or if I never was born and that record wasn't there, then Eve Ensler might not be here. And then we wouldn't have this amazing play, and we wouldn't have this amazing movement.
Now Ensler was demanding Childs write the song for Until the Violence Stops, a documentary about V-Day. V-Day is an annual benefit where Ensler's play is performed around the world. The proceeds go to programs that discourage violence against women and girls. Childs was hesitant, but Ensler was insistent.
She, in her New York way, was like, you know what, Tony, you need to do this. You haven't done anything, and you really need to do this.
Childs believes women's poor self-esteem is a prime cause of violence against women, so she decided to write a song that would encourage them to love themselves.
If violence is really going to end against women and girls, we as women need to first end the violence we inflict on ourselves. And coming from that place, I wrote a song, Because You're Beautiful, for Eve Ensler.
That ode to self-acceptance won Childs an Emmy in 2004 and uncapped a gusher of creativity. It'll be included on a new CD, Open the Window, that has a planned spring release. Three tracks from Open the Window will be featured soon on the iTunes website. And Tony Childs hopes new listeners and old fans will agree it was worth the wait. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And thanks to the Recording Academy for help with that story.